Rules, Money Rules, Money.
Welcome to the Money Rules Podcast, where we tackle your personal financial matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Boitumelo Ntsoko.
The holidays bring joy and celebration, but they can also bring financial stress if we're not careful. With me today is Suzanne Howman, a certified financial planner at Braintest Wealth. She'll share insights and strategies for keeping our financial goals intact while enjoying the season, and also let us know which financial tasks to tick off our list before the year ends. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hello to me. Thank you, and welcome. Hello to the listeners as well.
Suzanne, as I mentioned, the holiday season is known for being a time of indulgence, and it's easy to overspend in the name of celebration. Why do you think so many people find it challenging to stick to their financial goals during this time?
I think for my main reason that I found dealing with investors, it's everyone has a hard year, you are overtired, and it's almost like a tap on the back. Say, well done, you've made it, it's holiday time, you can now just sit back and relax and spend your hard-earned money. And then sometimes people just go completely overboard and forget that January is still lying ahead.
Now, planning is often cited as the cornerstone of financial success. And I know we're cutting it close here, but what steps can people take now to create a realistic and effective budget for the holiday season?
Firstly, I would say make plans. Don't take each day as it comes. If you know you've got 10 days of holiday, go and sit down and make your plans. Look at what you've got in your bank, keeping in mind that you need to take care of January as well. Effectively, most of the people will get their salaries now in the mid-December, and then your next salary will only be 6 weeks after that, where a lot of people are used to 4 weeks. So sit down and plan your holiday. Make sure you know what you're going to do, how much it's going to cost. Look, if you're staying at home and you want to do things around your hometown in Cape Town, there's a lot of things to do where I live. Go and look at where there's specials. Make sure if you want to do something, go and look at the specials. Planning on where do you want to eat out? When do you want to eat out? Are you getting friends over? Making sure that you do prioritize your goals as well. A lot of people we've seen are still very much trapped in debt at the start, this stage after COVID. So go and make sure that if you receive a bonus, put that in your budget to make use of that bonus and to actually go and pay off some of your debt. Always save before you spend. Big, big thing, especially in December. Put away your savings and then you take what's over and then you spend it. Avoid impulse purchases. We also see that a lot now with Black November and Black Friday coming up. People just going completely nuts and buying stuff just because it's cheaper, in inverted commas. Always weigh up your needs versus your wants over the holiday season, because a lot of us want certain things, but do we really, really need it? Shop smart, like I said. Make use of holiday specials. Buy one, get one free. Make use of opportunities. If you want to do sightseeing and visit some nice places, make use of the offers that's there to save you on money and still enjoy your holiday.
Now, Suzanne, there's this test called the marshmallow test, and it's an example of delayed gratification. Can you explain it to our listeners and how people can apply the principles of this experiment to their holiday spending?
The marshmallow test was an experiment that was done in Stanford in the 1970s, where a child was offered a choice between one small and immediate reward, or if they waited for a certain amount of time, that reward would become two small rewards. So what the test actually did is the researcher left the child in a room with a single marshmallow for about 15 minutes. And then when they returned and the child didn't eat the marshmallow, they had the option to actually get another marshmallow or a pretzel stick, depending on the child's preference. And the follow-up studies was actually very interesting. Researchers found that the children who were able to wait for the longer amount of period became actually much better had better outcomes later in their lives because they didn't go for that instant gratification that we so often see these days. So that is what investors need to apply as well. Making money quick and spending money on your credit card's overdraft to get that instant gratification is not the right way to do. Sit back, plan, wait, and your rewards will be so much better in the long term.
Suzanne, now we know that dining out is a big budget buster, especially during this time. What are your thoughts on shifting to more home-cooked meals or smaller gatherings?
Look, I am also one that do love a nice dinner at a restaurant over the holiday seasons. The vibe, everything is just lekker, especially here in Cape Town. But unfortunately, it becomes quite expensive. If you are a big family or you're a big group, with drinks and everything, it very quickly can become quite a huge amount to pay. So if you want to go out for a restaurant meal, I will always suggest rather look at breakfasts or lunch rather than dinner, because it is a cheaper, more saving type option. And also then, moving away from restaurants, is plan meals at home. You can still have a nice leg of lamb at home or a pork belly or something that you would go for to a very nice restaurant. You can still have that option at home. So rather look at friend gatherings, do it at home. Everyone contribute. Don't take on everything on your own. Everyone can bring something along. We all know it as a Friendsmas, where friends get together for a Christmas party and stuff. So everyone can bring, everyone contribute. Don't put your hand up and say, don't worry, you just come, I'll bring everything. Save your money. Be smart.
And Suzanne, the festive season is also a great time to review your financial plans. Can you walk us through some of the key year-end financial tasks everyone should tick off their list before ringing in the new year?
I've got three elements that I always tell my clients to look at. The first one for me, it's not something that a lot of people actually don't want to think about it, but unfortunately, life do happen. So make sure your will is in place. If you are about to travel, take on the roads, or whatever you want to do or going to do over the holiday season, make sure your will is up to date. Make sure everything is in place and that those people that know where some your documents are, that they know where it is, where you store them. The second one is review your investment portfolio. If you've not reviewed your investment during the year, make sure everything is still on track. Make sure that your risk profile is still in place, that you've reached your goals that you and your advisor have set for the year. And then also, if you are nearing retirement, it's also a good place or a good time now to inform your financial advisor that you are now planning on retiring. A lot of people retire normally end of December and the end of March, we see. So it's not a long time before you have to. So make sure that those plans are now in place and that you know what you're going to do. And then most of us have experienced Murphy's Law. That's the one thing. Anything, something will always happen at your home while you're away on December holidays. I've experienced it many years, and I'm sure a lot of other clients have also experienced it. So make sure your short-term insurance is in place. Make sure everything is functioning correctly. And with that, I mean your security system. So that when you are not at home, that you make sure those type of things are in place. Your security company are aware that you may be not at home, that they can do extra checks for you. And just make sure that those boxes are ticked. That's if something should happen, that you are covered. And that, because if you're not, that's going to put another financial stress on you for the January season that's coming. And then the last thing for investors, if you have not made use of your single discretionary allowance for the 2024 year, now is your time to do it. There's only a couple of 2-3 weeks left before that period or that window is closing for the 2024 year. If you wanted to take money offshore, make use of the time now to do it before you go on holiday. Otherwise, it just gets sidetracked and maybe you forget about it.
You actually just answered my next question. But Suzanne, how important is it to continue saving during December and January, even if finances feel a bit tight?
For me, it's very important to me. We've seen a lot of clients or investors, once they stop their savings for the December and January months, they very often don't start it again in February. They only start doing it again in April or May. And then basically what you've done is if you've lost 5 months of savings. So rather continue saving if you feel that your budget is a little bit tight over December and January. Ask your financial advisor to maybe reduce your savings for that 2 months, but don't stop. Continue. Have that self-control to not stop your savings. And I also tell my clients, if you are receiving a bonus, take that bonus and maybe ask your financial advisor if you can pre-contribute to your January saving so that you know once you received your bonus this in December, you've already covered your bases in January, your debit orders that need to go off like medical aid, rent, short-term insurance, and your savings. If you can, pay that already in December for January so that you know when January 5th comes, that stuff is all taken care of. It's done. It's ticked. You don't have to worry about having money in the bank to cover your minimum requirements.
Speaking of January, it is often referred as the longest month of the year. And you've mentioned quite a few things that people can do to prepare for the month. But what other steps can people take to avoid starting 2025 under financial strain?
Look, a budget is a very important step in any financial plan. So if you know what your monthly expenses are, make sure you've got that money put aside for January, at the least. If you put it in a 15-day notice account or a 30-day notice account, make sure that you've got enough money. Don't think, oh, I've got all this money in my bank account by the 15th of December. I can just go and spend it. Put money aside, but put it aside where it's not, I almost want to say, not easily accessible. Because if you just put it in a money market account, in your bank account, it's very easy to do an intra-account transfer and then start using that money at the end of December. Then come 15 January, you are out of money and you are living on Maggie 2-minute noodles for the rest of the month. So be clever, plan ahead, and put your money aside that you know. That's why I say, if you can, pay your at least your minimum amounts in January that you require your rent and all those things. Pay it upfront in December so that you know those things are taken care of. And then put aside a certain amount of money that you have left for the 4 weeks in January before you get paid again. And then at least you know what you've got left then is what you can spend in December.
Suzanne, just lastly, what advice do you have for people who want to balance enjoying their hard-earned money with being financially responsible?
It brings me back to one of my first comments is make use of offerings that's on the table during the December holidays. There's a lot. You don't have to go and visit expensive places. There's a lot to do around Cape Town or wherever you are. I mean, if you're in Joburg or in Cape Town, wherever, there's always holiday specials. We've also seen now with Black Friday, there's a lot of tourist attractions that offers buy one or get two tickets type offerings. So make use of those things. There's offerings where if it's your birthday, you can get half price or free. If you want to go eat out, a lot of the restaurants, as on certain days, they've got offerings for children under a certain amount or under a certain age, they can have a free meal. So look at those type of things and plan. Make sure you've got all those things set aside plan your holiday, plan your budget. Therefore, you can still enjoy the holidays. You can still enjoy a lekker glass of wine next to the swimming pool or the seaside without having to stress about your finances for the holidays.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for joining us on this episode.
Thank you, Tumi. All the best for the festive season.
Thank you. That was Suzanne Hellman, a certified financial planner at Brenthurst Wealth.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Money Rules Podcast. To listen to more, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.